Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's program for the 13th of June. I'm Anand Chandrasekhar, and this week's show looks at a Hindu temple in Switzerland where women are priests. We'll also find out why an Indian artist is obsessed with Swiss witches. The role of priests in most religions is usually reserved for men. Despite its numerous female goddesses and saints, Hinduism is no exception. We'll be exploring a pioneering initiative to introduce women priests at a Hindu temple in the Swiss capital of Bern.
It's the first time I will experience what is it to be your own person, to make all the decisions on your own, to be free.
We'll also be following the journey of an Indian artist who had to battle against restrictions imposed on women in her community. The exterior of the House of Religions complex in Bern looks more like a conference center than a place of worship. But behind the glass facade of the modernist building lies the Saivarnikudam Hindu temple. It's a feast for the senses, with colorful shrines adorned with mythical figures, the smell of rose petals and incense in the air, and Hindu prayers being broadcasted through a loudspeaker. Easy to forget one is in Switzerland. It's Friday, and Mala Jayakumar is busy preparing for the weekly ceremonial worship. She's one of four female priests who have been given the privilege of leading the prayers. A pioneering initiative in the Swiss Hindu community and a rarity worldwide.
I come to the temple 2.5 hours before the ceremony begins. I prepare the flowers, the holy water, and the milk. Then I put the garments on the deities for the ceremonial worship. The ceremony starts with the Abhishekam, which is a ritual washing of the deities. This is followed by Alankaram, or decorating the deities, and the Puja, where we sing hymns and prayers.
It's difficult to imagine that Maya had no place of worship to go to when she first came to Switzerland as a refugee.
I come from the Jaffna district in Sri Lanka. When I came to Switzerland 30 years ago, there was no place of worship for us. I felt very isolated and homesick.
From no temple to becoming a temple priest, Maya has come a long way. The idea of having women priests came about as a result of interactions with curious non-Hindu visitors who often dropped in out of curiosity. Head priest Sasikumar Tharmalingam was caught off guard by the questions they would ask him.
I get a lot of questions from Swiss people who visit the temple. They used to ask me why caste is so important, or why prayers are not performed by women. These questions got me thinking, and after much discussion, we realized that we couldn't find any justification for these practices.
He went on a pilgrimage to India and Nepal to discuss the issue with scholars and religious leaders, and came to the conclusion that there was nothing in the scriptures that expressly forbade women from serving as temple priests. Sasikumar then made an open call to women in the local community to volunteer for the role of priests, and Maya was among the four women who accepted the challenge. She was a natural choice on account of her devotion and family background.
I was born in a family of the Saiva sect. I grew up with religious traditions of prayers and worship. Religion is an essential part of me. Gives my life meaning, and I'm very happy about this. Although I'm in Switzerland, I feel like I'm at home when I'm in this temple.
To deflect any criticism, certain minimum criteria were required of those wishing to volunteer as priests.
Those interested in becoming priests should be willing to eat only vegetarian food. They should also treat everyone equally, irrespective of caste or other differences. Whoever is prepared to meet these conditions is eligible for priest training.
A guru from India was then invited to train the first four women pioneers and the Temple Association has developed a training program to make it easier for more women to become priests. There are also plans to make the program more structured and to eventually offer a 2-year diploma course for priests. Besides mastering rituals, the course will cover topics such as Vedic astrology to help identify auspicious dates for important events like marriages, as well as yoga and meditation. But not everyone was on board with having women priests in the temple. Reaction from the local Hindu community was mixed, according to regular temple visitor Rajganna Kannanathan.
Most of the Tamil people accepting and convinced, but still there are people, especially in the first generation and elderly people, because they are more conservative still, they feel a bit difficult to digest that having a woman as priests. But I think in the long run, more people will be convinced, especially the second generation, because it's very rational.
Rajganna also feels that women priests are more likely to find acceptance in Switzerland than in the traditional strongholds of Hinduism. According to him, the 30,000-odd Tamils in Switzerland are more open to changes due to their adaptation to Western society, especially the second generation. Unlike in India and Sri Lanka, they see Hinduism more as a way of life than a rigid belief system. Maya and the other women priests also had something special to offer the community. They were able to act as mediators and counselors to the female devotees looking for guidance.
Because of the pressures that come with living in a foreign country, many female devotees come to me with questions and requests for advice. I use this opportunity to counsel them whenever they have any problems. This is something I can offer them as a woman priest.
Indian artist Hetal Chudasama also had to battle established social norms to get to where she is today. She's currently an artist in residence at the Atelier Mondial in Basel. Her artistic journey from a conservative town in India to a well-known studio in Switzerland was long and difficult.
The basic thing that my idea of becoming an artist was all about being liberated. And as a woman coming from India, liberation is the biggest thing you want to achieve. So I never actually thought as becoming an artist. But I have some kind of an idea, if I do this, I feel like free. There is a way of being free.
Her Orthodox Hindu family didn't want her to pursue higher education, but expected her to get married instead. After much pleading, she was allowed to enroll in a business degree, but only after agreeing to get married as soon as her studies were completed. It was something quite common in that part of the world, where the women often have to sacrifice their personal ambitions for the sake of conforming to social norms.
I always wanted to feel what is being free is like, because we came from family where as a woman we can not even sit next to our cousin brother, we can't laugh loudly, our family members would stop you doing that, we can't go out on your own, so all kind of restriction.
She eventually dropped out of her business studies and convinced her family to let her study art for 1 year before getting married. The decision changed her life forever.
So I just choose to go out of this town where I used to live to, like what you say in Bollywood cinema, to find my luck for a year. And that was only for a year. I thought I will have just a year of time for myself. But once I was there, I realized I cannot go back.
But you didn't return back home? Or?
No, never. Obviously, my parents did not like this decision of me, so they stopped all the contact with me. So I had to. I was out on my own, and I had to earn and study and think about becoming an artist.
Hetal also broke off her engagement, and her family couldn't digest the fact that she was living alone while unmarried. She became an outcast. Art is far from being a respected career choice in a country where young people are expected to look for well-paying jobs, irrespective of their talents or interests. Art is also viewed as subversive troublemakers that are a danger to traditional family values.
Most families want to present their children as, oh, my son is doctor, is a software engineer, is a businessman, or he wants to become a pilot if he's not anything right now. But then if they have to say, oh, my son is painter, he paints, it doesn't do very well to their ego. People in this in our society look at us as if we are unemployed people. And that could be true because we don't really make or we don't have a regular hour. So that's one thing that most families don't want their children to be in. Another is this, what they call is artists are dangerous. So, you know, I think they can observe it, that if you are actually going into this field, your whole way of behaving changes. And that's just a fact. And most society can't deal with it. So families are really small part of it. And that's one thing they, whether they consciously know it or don't, but they believe that that's not the right thing.
One of the reasons why Hetal chose to apply for a residency in Switzerland was that she knew very little about the Alpine nation. After coming here, her attention was drawn to local myths and Alpine folklore. She's particularly keen on the gruesome practice of witch hunting that was prevalent in Switzerland until the late 18th century.
Why witch hunt stand out so particularly? Because if I was in India and if I hear something like that, this is like, okay, it's possible. But when I hear as a European, as a Western civilization, and that kept on happening till 1765, 18, you know, the last case, and that really kind of thinks, how did they manage to do that? That's the only loophole, you know. So it's something that relates to my understanding.
Between the 15th and 18th centuries, around 6,000 witches were executed in Switzerland. The last execution was that of Anna Goldie in 1782 in the Swiss canton of Glarus. The 48-year-old servant was convicted of bewitching her employer's 8-year-old daughter, causing her to spit pins and have convulsions. She was beheaded. In India, witch hunting is still practiced in certain parts of the country. According to national crime statistics, a staggering 160 Indians were murdered on suspicion of practicing witchcraft in 2013 alone. However, it's not just witches that Switzerland has to offer Hetal. She's also relishing the artistic freedom and exchange of ideas and feels that people accept and expect new ideas here. But despite escaping the confines of a restrictive family and traveling abroad, she's definitely not taking her freedom for granted.
I've been away from my family for almost 14 years. So I can say I've been free for almost 14 years now. I've been my own person. And also being an artist, being a person who's trying to learn, to be educated, to think about our condition, especially women's, you know, social condition in India. I've tried a lot to work in a way that I can change a bit. Our women need a freedom, you know, they need to breathe a little more.
She sure is leading by example. And I'm sure her witch hunting artwork is going to be fabulous too. I'm Anand Chandrasekhar. Thanks for listening. And thank you to studio technician Jacob Stoller. Read more about these stories and other Swiss news and views at swissinfo.ch.